Welcome back, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, a getting Erev Shabbos to all. This is not Friday, it is Erev Shabbos, and we can't wait. We can't stop counting down and getting ready. So exciting. I want to thank our generous sponsors, the series for the year, Mendian Tzipora Fishman, our dear friends, it's Chutz V'Chai, Yivkara Tzipora Fredel, memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Also, a big thank you to today's sponsor, Joe Blumenthal, Sarah Blumenthal, in memory of Joe's father, George Blumenthal. George was a pillar of the Far Rockaway community. And Joe, wish him good health and happiness and only the best of everything. That is the siren, and it is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to share with you a brand new sefer, a brand new book that came out, my good friend Sruli Besser, called Exalted Moments, Welcoming Shabbos. Sruli Besser doesn't put out svarim, you have to buy a subscription, as a Sarim store owner said to me, to the frequency with which he puts out books. And he tells a beautiful story here, which really I think is a very powerful image and can inspire us and energize us to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. He says the following: the neshama gets ready to expand, is open wide, is ready to receive, to be Mekabel Shabbos. We call it Kabbalah Shabbos. It's not just that Shabbos descends upon us. On Monday night, we're not Mekabel Tuesday. Tuesday night, we're not Mekabel Wednesday. Each of those nights as the sun sets, we transition to the next calendar day. The Hebrew calendar begins at night, not in the morning. But there's no Kabbalah. There's no acceptance that's taking place. There's no transition that's a meaningful transition. But that's not true Friday night. Friday night, we go from Friday, from Erev Shabbos, to Shabbos, to a Kabbalah Shabbos. We receive Shabbos. We accept Shabbos. Same way that a visitor comes to your door, knocks on your door, you're excited. The same way there's a guest who's coming. The same way you can't wait to welcome someone, family member, a dignitary, an old friend. You're Mekabel. Mekabel panam b'sever. Sever Mekabem b'sever panam yafos. You accept, you receive with a positive disposition. So too Shabbos. We're Mekabel Shabbos. We have to receive. It takes a mindfulness, a consciousness. You don't have to be aware at sunset that Monday is turning to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday, Wednesday to Thursday. You don't have to be mindful or intentional. You don't have to be conscientious or conscious. You don't have to be present at all. That transition, that change happens, then new day comes. But it's not true when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos, we recite. Shabbos, we sing. Shabbos, there is a Kabbalah Shabbos. We're Mekabel Shabbos. So listen to what he says, something so beautiful. He says, Reb Chaim Brim, one of the tzaddikim of Yerushalayim, would tell of the tefillah he overheard late on a Friday afternoon. In the corner of a small shtibel, a young man stood swaying back and forth, preparing for Shabbos with a tefillah he himself had composed, a personal request to his master. Ribbono shel Olam, he said, you gave me so much. You gave me wine for Shabbos. You gave me challah for Shabbos and fish for Shabbos. Now, Ribbono shel Olam, I ask for just one more thing. Please, please give me some Shabbos for Shabbos. This is the call of those final moments of the day, of the week, of the world that has passed. Give us a bit of, save us a bit of Shabbos for Shabbos. And then, like a promise kept, it descends, a blanket of peace spreading across the world, the whisper issuing forth from the depths of the earth and rising to the heavens. Good Shabbos, Yidden, good Shabbos. It's a beautiful page, a beautiful insight from Sruli Besser in his book, that story by Reb Chaim Brim. Give us some Shabbos for Shabbos. You know, we invest so much time and so much effort, we prepare so much. We set our table, and we have fine china, and we have silverware, and we have crystal. We set aside beautiful, often expensive wine. We prepare and we cook delicacies. We have dry, clean shirts and beautiful suits and dresses. We're all ready for Shabbos externally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're Mekabel Shabbos, when we receive, when we accept Shabbos, we say thank you for all of those things. But most of all, please, don't just save us some fish and some meat, some soup and some wine. Don't just save us some beautiful clothing and a set table. Don't just give us each of those things for Shabbos. Save us some Shabbos for Shabbos. The spirit of Shabbos, the soul of Shabbos, not just the body, the guf of Shabbos. We last left off when we talked about that in the form of the tavlin. The Gemara Chazal referred to a spice. There is something intangible. Two people can make the same recipe, but it turns out so differently. When you put Shabbos into the Shabbos food, it tastes like Shabbos. But if you're mindless, if you're distracted, you're talking, you're listening to something else, if your focus is elsewhere, if you're taking a leftover to serve it for Shabbos, but it was prepared for the weekday, then it doesn't have the taste, the soul of Shabbos. Ribbono Shel Olam, don't just give us the physical, material possessions, accoutrements. Don't just give us the physical stimuli and things that facilitate Shabbos. Save us some Shabbos for Shabbos. The tavlin, this intangible tavlan echad yishlanu the Shabbos shemo. The Gemara in Shabbos and of Kuf Yud Tes tells us that there is a spice and it's called Shabbos. And others can follow the recipe, they can't add that spice. That spice is uniquely ours, it's uniquely Jewish, it belongs uniquely to the Yidden, to the Jews. And there's another, sort of intangible. Can't capture it, it's not physical, and yet it contributes so much to the essence, the theme, the energy of what Shabbos is all about. And that is the Nigun Shabbos, the melody and the song of Shabbos. We know that Yesh Ne'ima Miyuchedes, I'm reading now from a beautiful sefer I picked up called Eish HaShabbos. Eish HaShabbos, Ma'amorim Benoam Shabbos Kodesh. And it says the following, Yesh Ne'ima Miyuchedes Mizmiros HaShabbos Yoser Mimeachol. There's something, there's a skip in our step, there's a rhythm, there's a melody, there's an energy to song. On a Monday night, Tuesday night, and a Thursday night at dinner, you don't sing, maybe if it's someone's birthday or anniversary, but you're not moved to song. You don't sing. But Shabbos, what is Shabbos without the background music, without the background song, without the background melody of Zmiros? Nifsak lahalacha, and this appears in our halacha. Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim Siman Resh Pei Aleph, yesh laharbos bizmiros. Person should have many songs, expand and dwell on a repertoire of songs. Lahanim bizmiros b'Shabbos, a pleasantness to be lifted, to be enriched, to be empowered. The Ramah, listen to the language of the Ramah. The Ramah of Moshe Yisrael writes, Nogan laharbas bizmiros shabbos komakam lafi minhago. Different places, different customs. One zemer, two zmiros, or sing the entire night long. V'yesh laharach ulahanim bizmiros ve'in limchos b'marech bohem. Don't protest, don't object. Somebody who dwells on them, somebody who sings at length, af api sha'amochem mechavim mishim bitl Torah. Even though the person objecting says, get to the base medrash, learn, do something more productive with time. But in that moment, there is nothing more productive. To fill the Shabbos table, to fill the Shabbos home with the songs of Shabbos, with the sounds of Shabbos, with the melody of Shabbos. That's how we nourish the soul. There is the body of Shabbos, and the body loves the gefilte fish and the kugel and the chicken and the meat and the soup and the matzah ball. The body loves the physical pleasures of Shabbos. But the soul longs for that spice, that intangible, the tavlan echad. The soul longs for the song, the melody that moves us, that moves us. We know the power of song. Power of song can move us to tears. Power of song can transport us to another place and another time. Power of song can touch us and our soul in a very, very deep way. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch records in the Ramah, expands on the significance and the meaning and the importance of tapping into that spirituality, the melody. And I would argue if that's true for Shabbos, it's also true for Erev Shabbos. To have music playing, we spoke in the Amunah Shir this week, to be besimcha, when it's quiet and it's silent, and you can hear an echo of your own sounds, you get filled with sadness. But when you wake up Friday morning, and you have the Shabbos playlist playing, the Zmiros, the Shabbos songs, the Shabbos melodies, the Erev Shabbos music, there's a skip in your step, there's an energy. When you're getting ready, everybody shower, change, set the table, set up the candles, and there's music playing in the background. Spontaneously want to dance, want to skip, want to hop. You're getting ready. You're energized. There are people, you put on music, and they can't not move. Some images that came out last month, Philadelphia, when the great warriors of Torah, 20,000, packed the stadium, and it was all observant Torah Jews, but the security team, the custodial team of the arena, when that Hasidic music came on, they couldn't help but move. They started to dance. Videos made the rounds and went viral of non-Jewish security staff, non-Jewish custodial staff of this arena filled with 20,000 observant Jews, but they couldn't help. You can't sit still. When music comes on, you have to move. You're compelled. Your body is lifted, quite literally. So if that's true on Shabbos, it's true for Erev Shabbos. To take Erev Shabbos and to be moved, to be lifted, to be enriched, the power of Zmiros, the power of song, we'll continue with this Amir Tashem next time. That's why the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they're talking about this, Hashem saves some Shabbos for Shabbos. You know, if you cook and you clean, you set the table and you prepare and you change your clothing, and then you pass out at the table, you have nothing left. You didn't save any Shabbos for Shabbos. You saved food for Shabbos and drink for Shabbos, beverage, hard and soft. You saved your suit, your clothing, but you didn't save any Shabbos for Shabbos. That spice, that intangible, that is able to permeate and penetrate our food and our atmosphere and our environment, that moves us, that lifts us, that will be what our children and our family will remember. If you want to create a continuity of a love of Shabbos, it's not only the goof, the body, but we have to speak to the soul. We have to be able to enrich and elevate, to create that skip, that step. to create that rhythm and that movement that is nourishing the soul. Till next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Ayo Shabbos, Ayo Shabbos. When you make that playlist, you have to add this song. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Shmuel Younger. The Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. What a song, what a rhythm. Now go get ready. Turn Erev Shabbos, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.